welcome to the Hot Rod Hangout Podcast. Whoop, whoop. I'm Matt.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is episode 28.
Oh, yeah. That's exciting. We're almost 30. Yes, ma'am. Oh, goodness.
So we got a few people on. Yes. Ken says same stuff, different day. Pretty much. That's the story of my life.
Yep. But, except for starting tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's going to be different day, different.
Dad's hopped on the Instagram. What's going on, Papa?
Hello, hello.
So we had a little change of plans on the Moultrie trip, kind of spreading out the love a little bit. Mom and Dad are going to go to a car show local to us, try to get some stuff handed out and some cards and try to grow the cruise a little bit.
Yep.
And Ashley, because of the new gig, gets to load up her stuff, and she's going to work from the hotel room.
Yep.
For a couple days while I'm at Moultrie trying to, you know, do the same thing.
Yep.
Meet and greet and everything. We're excited about going up there. I'm in talks with somebody. It's not going to happen this weekend, unfortunately, but I'm in talks for somebody with a coupe body that may want to trade me for the 32 hopefully. Body, which kind of excited about that.
Yeah.
Get started on that project.
Mm-hmm. Sooner rather than later.
Yeah. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I will be at the swap meet in Moultrie, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Roughly probably 8 to 4-ish every day. Maybe a little longer, maybe a little early, depending on the weather and what's going on.
Yep. And then Saturday, I'll be there too.
Yes, ma'am.
So you'll have to, you know, find out where all the good stuff is.
Welcome, Madman Mahon.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to episode 28. But if you see me, say hey. If you want to talk, you know, we can talk. I'll have the GoPro so we can talk. Going to try to bring some YouTube content out of this weekend.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's going to be awesome right out the gate, but we're going to give it a shot.
We're still learning.
See if we can't figure it out. If you see me look over to the left a little bit, that's because the GoPro's recording now, so I can try to experiment with some editing so I'm not going in completely newbie.
Blindsided, yeah.
So, Dad says it's big weekend. Mm-hmm. It'll be his first actual car show with the 34 truck. And, you know, they get, you know, obviously, we always want to support local shows, and there happened to be a show that popped up this weekend that we didn't know about with the Moultrie show going on. So we made a decision. My mom and dad are our biggest supporters, and we come to a conclusion that they'll go to the car show, which will also leave them time to go to Brooksville on Sunday if we can't make it.
Yeah.
Old Gasser Garage jumped on, and Ian Young 494. What's going on, guys?
What's up? What's up?
So they'll be able to go support a local show, like I said, mm-hmm. or two local shows, actually. Local show and a swap meet. Yep. Get to put the 34 truck in the show, talk to people. That's what this is all about. We're very fortunate that, my mom and dad are local to us and they're willing to try to help grow this. Cause at the end of the day, you know, our cruise on the third Sunday of the month, which will be the 21st.
Yep.
You know, with that being said, we'll be able to get hopefully some of those people that are at tomorrow's show, or not tomorrow's show, Saturday's show in Bushnell.
Yep.
Will come out and support us if we support them. So I'm excited for that. Caster said he just got home from work. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's a necessary evil.
Yep, unfortunately.
But I get to go do car stuff this weekend, so I'm excited. but yeah, so seen some pretty cool projects that people were working on. We asked on Monday what everybody was working on, and had some pretty cool projects that were up there. Mm-hmm. You know, Scott talking about getting that hot rod over here.
Oh yeah, I'm excited for him. I'm ready to see it in person.
Yeah. You know, Pops posted a picture of the Firebird.
Oh yeah.
David Drummond, whenever you listen to this, shoot me a message, man. Love to talk cars with you. And Chris Adams from, you know, I grew up with him. We separated. He was hung around Florida for a little while, but he's out in Texas doing his thing now with a badass Tri-5 Chevrolet.
Yeah, that was a
good. We got to reconnect. Hell yeah! Get out there and drive that Joker, buddy.
What is it?
A Gasser Garage. He asked if we had seen the Willys driving, running, and driving, and he drove it 400 miles over this weekend.
Oh jeez!
Hell yeah! Drive your shit.
Oh yeah!
That's awesome.
Sweet.
It's about that time, man. Everybody should start. You know, Florida, we don't really have a quote unquote show season. We can kind of show all year round, but start seeing some of them northern guys with the weather. And I think it's still snowing in Montana, but you know, everybody else, the snow's pretty much gone, I believe, anyway. So, well, maybe besides Eric up in Canada, he's probably still got snow up there, but yeah, everybody, should start rolling their cars out again. So excited to see them. I'm excited to get working. We got a little bit of stuff we can do on the 54, but really excited about getting my project started. Something a little closer to being less rust repair. It was 67 degrees in Plainsman. Yeah, but it'll be negative 14 degrees tomorrow. Their swings out there in Plains, Montana. Their weather swing is crazy. We've talked about that before.
Well, at least the snow would melt off in 67 degrees.
Yeah. Just a snow again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But it's all good. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. Need to shoot him a message. But
Kenny.
Yep. Old Ken Shiner, Mr. Bad Idea Customs. See what bad ideas he's got cooking up. So
he's probably gonna start getting super busy.
Yeah, I would assume I assume with the weather turning, I feel like that would help.
Yep.
The other side of Bad Idea Customs.
Oh, goodness. Well, so you'll be in Moultrie Thursday, Friday. I'll be joining you Saturday. Do we have anything going on the following week?
No.
No? Nothing yet?
We don't have anything until the cruise.
Well, that'll change at the drop of a hat.
Yes, it usually does, but
it's usually, we don't have anything planned, and then the next day after we say that, there's something that pops up that we can go to.
We got a couple, like I said, got a couple little things that we need to do to the 54.
Yeah.
Just little button up things. Then I'm Got to figure out someone don't buy that truck whole. I got to figure out when that guy wants to meet. Hopefully he brings friends.
Yeah.
Because me and him ain't going to be able to pick a body up. But
nope.
So we'll hopefully get that swap. And then once that gets here, then put the chassis up for sale. And I'll keep that'll work out pretty good because I'll be able to keep the drop axle and the 9-inch that I wanted to keep anyway. Mm-hmm. So that'll start. We'll be able to start getting stuff on that done, which means that the brake stuff that I bought and everything like that'll, you know,
be put to use.
Be put to use instead of just selling it with the truck.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so I know what Mom and Dad are doing this weekend. Kenny's bypassing Moultrie and going to Atlanta, I believe. I think that's still the plan. Gasser Garage says, so did you swap off the 32? Not yet. I'm in talks with somebody that has a pretty clean 31 coupe body that he wants just the body. So.
Which
works out good for me because I get to, like I said, I get to keep the front and rear end, which is what I wanted to keep out of the, out of everything. That was the two items that I wanted to keep because I already have brake parts. I already have stuff for that front end.
Mm-hmm. And now we're going to, well, probably you more than me, take it back apart.
Yeah.
But not a big deal. If you get to keep it, it's worth the price of taking it back to apart.
Yeah. And just use your chassis and put the Model A on it. I have a really good deal on a Bowling Brothers 512 chassis. So that's what the Model A will get put on.
And it'll come in good quality. So
yeah, it'll be brand new.
We don't have to box it in or anything like that. Yeah,
it'll be brand new, boxed already. The 32 frame is a little pitted up. And the Bowling Brothers comes with four-link mounts already. So...
yeah.
And it won't be, for what I can realistically get out of the frame, I won't be out very much for the Bowling Brothers. So,
yeah.
To not have to box it, to not have to cut out cross members, to not have, you know, all of that stuff.
And
just puts me ahead of the game.
And I feel like, too, it's like one of those things as well, you know, like I've never boxed in a frame. If you were to tell me to do any of that, I wouldn't trust myself to keep make sure it was sturdy enough to last a long time.
Well, like luckily least. The kit, and I don't shout out to Wolf Metal. I don't know their whole name. It's Wolf Metal something. But shout out to them. That's the boxing kit I bought for the 32. It has tabs. Yes, time is money. And sometimes time costs you money.
Yep.
So, but it is what it is. The boxing kit that I bought for that frame was supposed to be right on, and it probably was. But I feel like there's been some tweaking and some pushing and some welding and some moving abouts on that frame that don't quite line up with everything else. So I do know at one time there was a coupe body on that chassis. I know at one time it was a four link car, ladder bar car. I know at one time it was, or I know currently it's a buggy spring rear suspension. So, I mean, it's been through a bunch of transitions. So, I don't have a lot of experience in putting a chassis together. So, I'm going to take the quote unquote easy route of when it comes, it's already welded. The cross members are where they're supposed to be. It's the right width. Everything is square, or at least square adjacent.
Leave it to two guys in a garage somewhere else that know what they're doing.
Yeah. Because
that's something you don't want to mess around with. I feel that's kind of safety.
Only way to learn is to do it. Yes, that is true. But
you want
to? I can learn on the next one whenever I have something cool to drive while we're working on the 54. Because the 54, like I said, the last time out, we learned that it's going to need attention quicker than I thought. I thought I had time. Yeah. And I do. I mean, it still runs out down the road good, but there's little stuff that is slowly becoming medium stuff that's quickly going to turn into big stuff if it's not addressed. So.
Yeah. And I mean, luckily, you know, all of our stuff's within like an hour or so, relatively.
Yeah, I mean, right now the 54 will still serve the purpose. And like I said, the Model A, or I mean, if someone's crazy enough and they just have to have a 32 truck and they have a 32 coupe, I would graciously take it, or a sedan. It will serve the purpose until that build gets done, and that build will be built for, I probably won't cross country it by myself or the two of us, but if there was people going, hey, we're going to, you know, here, we're all riding together, let's go. I'm not putting my stuff on a trailer to follow hot rods. But we'll just see how it works out. You know, I've heard some whispers and some, it'd be awesome to do this. So maybe, and those cars are getting closer to completion. So as they come out, we'll see if they keep that whole drive their shit mentality. The 54 is a really good, you know, 30, 45 minute trip car, not comfort wise, but it's, you know, it's got its quirks. I'll definitely be reaching out to you, to find out what single barrel fuel injection y'all put on, Missy's car. Because that's going to be important, especially when it becomes Ashley's, you know.
Once in a while cruiser, because I barely drive my daily anymore.
All right. Which makes it more advantageous to have something cool to drive, you know, if you don't ever leave.
You know. Well, maybe I'll go out to Friday lunches.
Hey.
Or Monday lunches, because Monday's, you know.
Oh, I mean, Mom works right here. I work right here. Mm-hmm. Shoot, you could even have lunch with Dad and Kenny on Fridays. You could get on that rotation.
Oh, boy.
So, but yeah, we're excited. I hope to run into some people. Some listeners that want to talk cool cars in Moultrie. I hope. Or I hope I run into people that I can persuade to talk to me about their cool car.
Well, I don't think you're going to have a problem with
that.
Yeah,
you know. But
you've never met a stranger.
I have not.
So that'll be easy for you.
Yes.
And that'll be good exposure all the way around. And it's kind of like we're double dipping, because you're going to be in Moultrie and Mom and Dad are going to be at the car show here.
Yes.
So it'll work out both ways.
Shout out to my mom. She made an awesome flyer for the cruise.
Yes.
Thank you again. I don't know if you're on or not, but thank you.
Yeah, I think Dad still is. Says hi.
I know, Shannon. No one said anything on Facebook yet. We have 3 likes, but no one says anything.
Y'all need to say
my mama
hi.
Liked it. And other people. Shout out to Penny Evans, my mom, and my dad. They liked it on the face page. So.
Wow, we're calling her out and she's still not saying anything.
I know.
How rude.
Is comments not working?
No, I think she just doesn't like me anymore.
Our banner is gone. We'll put that on there. Maybe that's why nobody was commenting.
Maybe. Who knows?
So. All right, hold the fort down for a second.
Oh, boy. I'm never good at holding the fort down.
You got this.
No, I don't. Some flyers for Saturday and Sunday. Well, heck yeah. Oh. Hi, Mom. Thanks for finally saying hi as Matt walks away. Now y'all got to help me fill in the void as he runs away from me for a few minutes. But, yeah, I think this will be a good weekend all the way around, a busy weekend. But, yeah, it'll still be good. And we'll get some exposure. He'll meet all the people. Half the people, most of the people at Moultrie, I'm sure. But, oh good, he's back. So now I don't have to stand here and talk awkwardly. I'm sitting. Uh-oh. Technical difficulties with the GoPro.
Feel like the GoPro just died.
I think it did. Which I don't know how it's possible.
Which that was just a test, so. Camera connection lost.
Well, it did.
It's dead.
Yeah.
So that's why it disconnected.
Alrighty then.
So.
Well, we'll play around with that footage later.
Yeah. So. Oh, they have flyers for Saturday and Sunday. Yes, that's awesome. Thank y'all guys again. So I had an interesting comment or a message from somebody. And I meant to ask this prior to this podcast, but for everyone listening on the podcast, go to the Facebook or the Instagram or the YouTube and comment or tag or just shoot me a message. Who's some people that you want me to have on, you know, or want us to have on rather, you know, I've had a couple people like, oh, you should really talk to these people. And we'd love to talk to them. But they have to want to talk to us, too.
Yeah.
So they we have emails or messages out to them. And with the change of everything, I was going to be a guest on the podcast on Thursday. Yeah. But now we're going to take it with us. So. So Thursday's episode will be a recap of day one of Moultrie. Hopefully there will be a video on YouTube of day one adventures on Friday morning. And then hopefully there will be a day two video on Saturday morning. And then Sunday you will get, hopefully, Sunday there will be pictures. Because Ashley can edit on the way home.
Yes.
And hopefully Sunday we can, we'll also have another video. Kind of recapping everything of day three.
Yes.
Hopefully. That's the plan.
I love how you keep saying hopefully. We'll make it happen.
Also, if you are a YouTube or a video editing genius and you would like to share some knowledge, if you would like to share some knowledge in our inbox, feel free to message us, or if you're friends with me already on Facebook, feel free to just shoot me a message, or if you have my number, call me.
Yep, because anything will help. We're still learning.
And for anyone, just to for your information, anyone that calls me, if we've never talked before and you have and you find my number, shoot me a text message to let me know who you are so I can save you on my phone. Because if not, you're gonna have to leave a voicemail. I do check them though, but we've had a couple people that have called and then they write me on Facebook that are mad that I didn't answer. And that's because it didn't ring. My iPhone doesn't ring for unknown callers because I get a lot of spam calls.
Yeah.
What are you thinking for the cruise meetup destination? Jose Santiago, what's going on, man? You don't even have my phone number yet. So, But cruise meetup and destination. I was thinking same meetup, Napa and Bushnell, say around 10:30, 11. And, yeah, Cracker Barrel is good with me. Yeah. So I'm declaring it on 19 days early. So Napa and Bushnell on the 21st of April, headed to Cracker Barrel. And if you're south of us and you want to just meet at Cracker Barrel, it'll be 11:30.
Yeah.
We'll try to beat the church crowd. You know. The Hot Rod Heathens.
Oh, goodness gracious. But,
yeah. I like that idea, Dad. We'll go with that. And Gaster Garage says, give me a call when you're ready to talk about the 54 or a podcast chat. Yes, sir. You do have my number. So I'll give you a holler.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot all about
We've talked a couple of times.
Yeah.
So.
You good?
The no-see-em or something.
Oh. Well. Ridge
Manor. Yeah, Cracker Barrel and Ridge Manor.
Where
or,
else
or did there? You want to meet in at Ridge Manor? We could do either one.
Where would we meet in Ridge Manor?
The Circle K.
Well, anyway.
It's really up to everyone.
But.
It's a loose cruise. I mean, we can.
Yeah. And we still got, what'd you say, 14 days?
19.
I can't do math. 19 to figure it out.
The second.
I don't know what day of the week it is. Let alone the day of the month. I have to change my little calendar thing on my desk every day to remember what date it is.
That's what happens when you don't leave.
Well, yeah.
Were you saying meet in Ridge Manor, Mom? Or were you saying Cracker Barrel in Ridge Manor?
Is there another Cracker Barrel?
I mean, there's plenty of Cracker Barrels.
Right.
Ridge Manor's not the only Cracker Barrel that exists. I mean, we ate Cracker Barrel in Alabama.
But without getting on the highway.
I mean, you can get to all of them, not on the highway, but.
Well, isn't that the closest one?
I mean, there's one on 484. We could run up 301.
But.
No, just letting them know which Cracker Barrel. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mom says she was just letting everyone know which Cracker Barrel because they're everywhere.
Okay.
So, yes. Meeting at Napa, 10:30. Cracker Barrel, Ridge Manor, exit 301, off of 75.
Yeah. About 11:30.
We'll be there about 11:30.
Yep. But anyway, okay. Now that we got that squared away.
And for anyone that listens to the podcast that's local, we have pre-65 cars. You don't have to. As long as you think it's cool, bring it out. That's what this is all about, is growing all of the car community.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you have a choice, bring your pre-65. But, you know.
Oh, goodness.
Everyone is welcome.
Yep. And like
you said, like to grow it where it's a car show at Napa and a car show at wherever we end up.
But like you said, never mind.
Go ahead.
I lost my train of thought.
It got derailed.
I was about to say it, and then you started, and then I stopped. Gotcha.
Dinner's ready. Got to go. Ride safe to Moultrie. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
If Enjoy I can dinner. Figure out how to go live, I'll be live on YouTube. But who knows?
Yeah, for anybody that can help with that, too.
I can go live to my personal page, but I haven't figured out how to go live to the Hot Rod Hangout page. Yeah.
I wonder if we could connect it to StreamYard, but that's another.
We could.
That's another.
But we couldn't do it with the board.
Right.
Because it requires the USB, and we only have one. Well, no, we have two. So, yeah, we could do that, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's another. That's when we're all done.
Let's not walk through this on Facebook Live.
Yeah. Talk about getting derailed. Goodness. Anyway.
So.
Oh, goodness. Well, it's only Tuesday.
It is only Tuesday. But, well, one more day for me.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is hump day for everybody and Friday for me. Yay.
The only sad part is you don't get to wear jeans. What's that look for?
It's my Friday.
It is your Friday, but it's not everybody's Friday.
No, it's all good.
And you'll be viewed by public people tomorrow, so you're...
I'll be State Farming it tomorrow. Khakis and a red shirt.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, wait, I don't have a red shirt.
Not anymore, no.
Dang. Khakis and orange shirt, then.
Yeah.
I'm colorblind, so it kind of looks right. No, that orange is orange.
Yes, it is.
So.
Oh, goodness. Anyway.
So what's everybody doing, man?
We squirreling today.
We're all over the place, but.
What's everybody got planned for the week or the month? I mean, we're in the beginning of the month. What do y'all got planned? Because we don't have too much going on other than this weekend. I think, yeah. Well, on the weekend of the cruise, obviously, we'll be busy that weekend. But we've got a few openings.
Everything except for...
The weekend of the cruise.
The weekend of the cruise, yep.
Yep. But
hopefully, at some point, one of those weekends turns into a body swap.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yep.
Fingers crossed.
The joys of the marketplace.
Yeah, Facebook Marketplace. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
Makes you question your sanity.
Well, I feel like it's one of those things. It can happen at any point, at any time, and
yeah,
if you miss it, it's
well, my gone. Favorite one was, is this available? Yes, it is. And then just no. Nope.
No, what? No, you don't want it anymore?
Like,
no.
Nothing, just no. So.
Oh, goodness.
Jose says he just got home from work and relaxing. They're going on a cruise on Monday, so this week will feel long. Okay. Yes. That's the boat cruise.
Oh. Sitting here like, who's going to have a car cruise on a Monday?
That's the Carnival cruise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The anticipation of it. Or getting
that car more better. Yes, that, yes.
Well, you can tell where my mindset was. It's always.
It's we're constantly. Always cars. Getting that turtle car more better. Yeah. Now that we have figured out how to get that back bolt in and out better.
Yeah. Got to replace that gasket.
Yes.
And then,
Ashley's got to donate some more blood to the car.
No. Okay, that's a lie. I'll donate more blood, just no more fingernails.
Yeah.
Because that is another... That's just a weird kind of pain. And I did it once, so I don't want to do it again.
That's the one part of that car. It has a giant engine bay. Mm-hmm. But that strengthening rib on the firewall is... it's not friendly.
No, it's not. But I also feel like everything in the engine bay is shoved back so far, it could easily be moved up like 5 inches. 3.
That fan's pretty close to the radiator. You gotta think that's a long motor.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, because from the grill of it to the radiator, there's already so much room there.
Yeah, but
I mean, there'd be some snipping involved.
Yeah, but you couldn't really move the radiator because then your hood would be.
Nobody said it was a good idea.
I mean, you could do Dragon 210's theory and just take the hood off.
Oh, jeepers.
Then you could put the motor on the bumper if you wanted to.
What if I get an ugly motor then? I need the hood.
Yeah, no. That's why when you V8 swap them, that's why. Or if you take the motor out, usually those strengthening ribs get shaved.
Gotcha.
You know. Even if you're putting the stock motor back in while you're in there, you might as well cut them and weld them up.
Yeah, because they're just in the way.
Yeah.
For no apparent reason, no matter what you do. Because even coming up from the bottom when we were working, what were we doing? The copper line for the oil. The oil pressure?
Oh, the oil pressure, yeah.
Just trying to get up in there. And, like, I had my hand up near the firewall or something. And it
that motor, there's not a lot of room with the stock stuff. Like, it still has the stock intake manifold. It has aftermarket exhaust manifolds now, but the intake manifold is still the stock one with the heat exchanger on the bottom of it. So, there's definitely better packaging options. But you got to deal with your bullshit and work with what you got.
Yep. And then what else do we want to do to it? Let me say, what else will you help me do to it?
Pretty much that's it for the first little bit. Yeah. Eventually it's got some rust on the body that needs addressed.
But it's got one of those faces only a mother can love.
Yeah. No, it. We should really. I mean, there's some rust repair that needs done pretty soon. And then, you know, if anyone out there has a two turbo 350s or a 700R4, if you donate a 700R4, it goes in the 54. You donate one 350, it's not making it to the 50.
Of course, there's a line drawn there.
So,
depending on what's donated.
But I would put a 700R4 in the 54. I probably would put a 700R4 in the. No, I can't because the crossmember for the frame is turbo 350, so. If I can find a model.
I'm sitting here trying to rack my brain. So why?
Different mounts.
Okay. Is it?
Different length, different everything.
Everything. So will that? Oh, nope. Never mind. I was about to ask you if that would affect the drive shaft, but
yes.
It would. I kind of answered it in my head a little bit already. Yeah. Like, well, if it's.
I don't know. How much it would affect it, though, it may. I don't know. Is a S10 5-speed the same length as a turbo 350 or a 700R4 or any other automatic transmission? Because if it is, then we can just keep the drive shaft.
Right.
If not, though, I mean, get a drive shaft.
Yeah. That sounds like heartbreak stuff. Yeah. No?
Put it in to measure it.
Oh.
There's 3 or 4 drive shaft companies like within an hour of here.
Oh. What about actually?
I mean, we're not doing like fancy.
Well, I get that too, but like to actually.
You're not getting like a Bickel carbon fiber drive shaft or something like. An aluminum drive shaft.
No, that's for the coupe.
Yes. And if I believe the manual would be shorter, wouldn't it? I'm not sure. I've never really looked into that.
Well, if anybody...
But yes, it would be... It's way easier to shorten them than to stretch them.
Yeah. I understand that concept.
I got rid of my drive shaft stretcher, so...
Oh, goodness. But
yes, it would be easy to shorten. You are correct, Ed. That would be the easier of the two options.
Oh.
So.
Goodness gracious. Well, but anyway.
But yeah, so.
So we'll do the couple little tweaks on
the. Yeah, the floor, like long term, the floor, rip the carpet out. It probably needs some panels. Especially there was probably some redneck ingenuity underneath that carpet.
Oh, you don't say.
Maybe a little bit.
Just a little bit.
The trunk is pretty solid, but I would like to put a piece in there. That way the trunk could actually be used and not have to. I meant to ask
you. Do you think, I mean, maybe this wouldn't be the best idea. And like I said, it's a lot of my ideas aren't the... Anyway, the spare tire in the back. Do you think that's necessary? Because when you lift up that spare tire, it's
really rusty right there.
Yeah.
Just no, that I would spot. Probably, it's over there by the checkered paint. Yes, the drive shaft stretcher is by the checkered paint.
Oh. Okay.
The blinker fluid. Flux capacitor, muffler bearings, you know, all those things.
Oh, yeah.
Same aisle.
Yep.
You
know, they actually started selling those little
bottles. They do.
Oh, I want to get a case of them and then just chuck it at anybody that doesn't use their turn signal.
They also sell AIR.
I don't know what that is. Or I do know what that is.
AIR?
AIR.
Air?
Oh.
Anyway,
holy moly.
But yeah, I would probably, when replacing the trunk floor, mm-hmm. Probably would just use like a flat sheet of aluminum or flat sheet of steel.
Yeah.
Unless the replacement is, you know, cheap. Winter or summer? Spring. It's like water. Spring water.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, now that I feel like silly.
It's goose. All good. God, Ashley.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it. Anyway, moving on.
I seen that on TikTok. No. New construction green hand. He was over at the tool trailer looking for a can of AIR.
Gracious.
It's all good.
No, it's not. Now I'm going to be laughing stock.
It's all good. It happens.
Anyway, but.
You weren't feeling good this morning, so you're tired.
I'm still.
Obviously.
Not in it. But we're here.
You're feeling a little bit better. And
yeah.
You sucked it up. I appreciate you coming on tonight because I know you weren't feeling good all day.
I do have to say, when I took a nap at lunchtime, it actually helped. Yeah. Helped a little bit, and then just tiny eatings. But it's so weird to say I took a nap at lunch. And I really slept.
Yeah.
I was...
That's usually what happens when you nap, is you really sleep.
Well, I mean, there have been so many times where, like, oh, I'm going to go take a nap, and then I don't sleep.
Yeah.
Usually when I say I'm going to, I don't. I just sit there and scroll on my phone. And by scroll, I mean play games. Let's be honest. Wow. Or the marketplace.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Staying off of marketplace.
Since when?
Since right now. Doing a podcast.
But that...
It's either the podcast page or marketplace. That's really all I do.
Because yeah. I think every time I've seen your phone, it's got marketplace pulled up.
Well, I'm hoping I can find a a Model A or a 32 coupe that wants a 32.
I feel like there's a secret backdoor to the marketplace. Because when I look at the marketplace versus when you look at the marketplace, like, I have it set to the most parameters of, like, everything, and I only get, like, 20 cars. And I'm like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do now? How do people sit here and scroll for hours on end?
Search.
Uh-huh.
A specific thing.
Okay.
And unclick local.
You can unclick local, even if it's 250 miles?
Yeah.
250 miles. You can unclick local.
250 miles doesn't get you very far.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's as far as most people will drive, but...
We're not most people.
We're not.
Alabama. Twice.
As I looked up today, Moultrie from here is like 3.5 hours. Or that was no traffic, but still.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, 3 hours to the basically the middle of Georgia. Three and a half hours, 4 hours to the middle of Georgia. Or you can stay in the state and go to Panama City for 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Makes no sense.
But it's better than being in the middle of Texas.
Well, that is true.
Because then you're 14 hours out either anyway. Of nothing. The scenery doesn't change. At least Florida has, like, you know, South Florida's marsh and gators. Orlando's the mouse house. Ocala's horsies.
I was going to say, and then the little random places that you drive through that are just fields of cows.
Used to be here.
Yeah. Now we have to drive. To go see him, but it's all good.
They still have cows across the street.
Yes, we do.
That little baby refuses to stay in.
And it's not even a little baby anymore.
No.
That's still troublemaker.
He is a little heathen, but he has gotten out 3 or 4 times that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
I put him back in yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
Driving to work. No. Thursday. What day did I drive my truck last? Besides today. Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday.
Friday you didn't work.
Yeah. But yeah, I was driving out and there's a cow in the middle of the road.
Goodness gracious. I remember the first time that happened. That was way back.
Me and Caden.
Yes. I texted
and we're
you a
looking
picture.
Like, I'm looking for gate or for fencing down. There was nothing.
No, nope,
he just snuck right through the barbed wire.
Well, because like when I pulled up to the end of our street and across the street is where the cow was. I was trying to look for where he had jumped over. Cause I'm like, oh, there's gotta be like some pressed down fence or whatever. And I couldn't see anything. And I don't know what to do with a cow. Cause wasn't raised with cows. So I have no idea other than I know they're in fields and they give us milk. But then I texted you to come rescue the baby cow. Cause it was little then.
Yeah.
Not little, little, but small enough.
It didn't want to go in even with me trying to coax it in.
No.
But.
Goodness gracious. So. Oh, anyway.
So to recap, if anyone is going to Moultrie, please, please comment. I'd love to talk to y'all. Love to meet you. We will be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to try to make it to Sumter Swap Meet in Brooksville.
Yep.
Till they change the name to Brooksville. I guess that's what they're going with, Sumter Swap Meet of Brooksville. On Sunday, we're going to try to make it down there.
And isn't that in Hernando County?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, it's right next to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah. But so it is next to 75, so
yes.
that's convenient, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll help. They should get, I mean, hopefully that opens up the vendors coming back out again.
Yeah.
But also, Swap It Fast.
Oh, yes.
We'll be at Moultrie, and I believe he said he was going to stop at Brooksville on the way home.
Yeah.
Go check them out. Doing awesome stuff. They got awesome stuff coming up in the pipeline. Happy to be working with them.
Yeah. Make that connection. Is that? Yep. Yeah.
Find the needle and burn the haystack to find the needle and make that connection.
And then, of course, don't forget to go to Throttle Addict and using the code word Hot Rod, and you get to save 15% off.
Which, you?
Yeah.
And also, shout out to George's Off-Road.
Yes.
In Inverness, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They got the tow pig lined out, even though it's not towing anything this week.
But at least we got it all cleared.
They were very fair, and we look forward to talking to them as well.
Yep.
Yes. With that, till next time, drive your shit.
See ya.
Later, guys.